There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. I am George. Mo is here and Cowboy Dave.
Yep, yep.
And we're here to talk about an event that's near and dear to our heart. It's the Houston Whiskey Social. Let me just say that a little slower.
Quiet.
Because being a Kentucky-born boy, anytime you mention whiskey, I'm in for it.
Ears but perk up. I seen them.
The Houston Whiskey Social is also near and dear to our heart because it is a fundraiser and benefits the Warriors for Freedom. And we're going to talk about them in just a little bit and what they do and some of the unusual things that they do to help out veterans. But let's talk about what the event is itself, and here to do it is the founder. Fourth year, Chris, for this?
This is our fourth year, absolutely.
Christopher Hart is here with the Houston Whiskey Social this morning. And for people that aren't aware of this, can you just kind of give us the outline of how this came about, how it started, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure. So, it started about for 2016, 2015, the tail end of the year. We were getting together at a local cigar lounge. And there's one thing that goes hand in hand with veterans: cigars, whiskey, you know, and camaraderie, right?
Yeah.
So we get together, we're having a few drinks, and we have this idea for an event to just bring people together. I mean, nothing in this world, it's how I won over my father-in-law was a bottle of whiskey. So.
Yeah, you did.
And nothing brings people together like booze. So,
yeah.
We got together with this great veterans charity, Scott Momper, local guy, co-founded the Warriors for Freedom Foundation. And we put together an event, and now 4 years into it, we're the state's largest event. We've 400 plus whiskeys. So we'll have over 1,000 people this year.
Wow.
And it's just an insane thing that's kind of we've had our growing pains, but we've and you've been there since the second year.
Yeah, since the second year.
It's grown quite a bit. So,
well, I got to say that not only is it a great event and well done event, the growth has been exponential, but the presence of the guys that you're helping, the Warriors for Freedom, and getting a chance to meet Scott and people like that, they're involved in it is a very cool part of it, and I love that you keep that up front. But let's talk whiskey.
Sure.
This year, it's going to be, first of all, a little earlier in the year. It's coming up March 30th, and it's going to be at the Citadel out on Kirby. We'll give you ticket information, website, and all that in just a few minutes. But talk about what people are going to find when they come to the Houston Whiskey Social.
Yeah, so historically, last year we got pushed into the summer, and it was just too hot. So this year we bumped up the deadline and moved it to March to keep it nice and cool. that way you can actually go out and smoke a cigar. But the event basically encompasses a little bit of everything. I mean, the whiskey scene here in Houston has exploded. This city is now the home of the largest single market whiskey group in the nation, 5,200
really?
People.
Wow.
It is a massive group. The group's, you know, the event itself is now the largest in the state for whiskey events. And you're going to get to just taste through a little bit of whatever you can legally handle. we like couples. Me and my wife got into this together, so we like to bring in non-whiskey related stuff so that it's not just this temptation to just be a man and his buddy. We want to bring in the wife and the girlfriend, the wife and the girlfriend.
Not at the same time. No.
But so we'll have a little bit of everything. We'll have a couple of rums in there, a couple of wine, a couple of tequila, but it's going to mostly be whiskey centric. And you know, you're going to be able to taste through stuff you can't get at all. In fact, I actually brought something today as a surprise, but we can save
it. We love surprises.
Well, I brought a bottle. One of the things that we do differently, that, you know, there's a lot of great events in the city that center around whiskey, but we like to bring in stuff that goes back decades, that's not made anymore, stuff you can't get.
Okay.
And I actually brought a bottle of 14-year-old Kentucky whiskey from 1959. This bottle is 60 years old.
Wait a second, isn't that the year you graduated high school?
What was it, high school? Yeah,
It's 60 years old, and I actually got to crack it with a comedian, a guy named Tom Segura, who's a big national touring comedian. He was in town a few weeks ago. You can't get it anymore. It's not made anymore, but this is like harking to the old days, you know?
60-year-old whiskey, I mean, how did it taste?
So let me clarify
Let
something
me back
there.
Up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not aged in a barrel for 60 years.
Okay.
That would taste like garbage.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a little weird. Yeah.
It's not good. It's oak wood tea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So no, this was bottled 60 years ago, and it was made 14 years before that. So
okay.
You're talking about a bottle from the 40s.
Wow.
Right.
That's
so
crazy.
Just an incredible.
How did you get a hold of
that? Yeah,
that
was my question. Yeah.
So there is a massive whiskey community here that can get their hands on just about anything.
What?
So I mean, it's been here a long time, and the group has grown. We're seeing about 80 new members a week, and we do like to try to get in. This year we're the only event in town that has all the Pappies, all the Buffalo Trace Antique Collection, and we've got several old bottles. Last year, if you recall, I brought in a bottle of Naval Rum from 1970.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and that's 50 years old.
I'm still feeling that.
It was cash strength. Right? Mm-hmm. It was huge.
We're talking with Christopher Hart. He's with the Houston Whiskey Social. It comes up on March 30th at the Citadel off Kirby, and we'll give you some information on how you can get tickets, and it helps the Warriors of Freedom Foundation. Mo, are you a whiskey girl?
Coming from the Kentucky area, that was something we grew up with, but it's not my favorite. So I was super excited to hear that there will be other options as well. And it sounds like a fun event. It's like kind of like what can people expect as far as like what the atmosphere is like?
So it's mentioning that the community locally on Facebook is so close. A lot of these people, I can tell you that it's even though a lot of these people have never met each other in person, they all recognize each other's names.
Yeah.
It's a very laid-back environment. Just looking at some of the videos from the event, and we get feedback from the vendors, we get feedback from the guests. Everyone, it feels so much more cozy than you'd expect. But essentially what we do is we invite all the brands from all over the world to come. They set up their own booth, and you check in, we give you a glass. You know, if you're a VIP ticket holder, we give you a cigar to go with it. And we actually did a private blend with Room 101 Cigars this year, but essentially you just go through and you taste whiskey and you learn about it, and if you find something you like, then we partner with a local retailer. You can actually order from your phone at the event.
That's extra cool.
Mentioning the charity, you can actually donate at the event if you want to throw in more just to help out.
If people are listening here and they can't wait any longer to get tickets, let's do this a couple of times. So tell them how to get tickets for the Houston Whiskey Social.
So sure, yeah. It's www.houstonwhiskeysocial.com. That's houstonwhiskeysocial.com. Whiskey spelled with an E. You can get tickets on Eventbrite, Facebook. I will tell you that we recently sent out a blast to our followers, letting them know that this is the first year ever that we've had to actually cap VIP ticket sales. And we've only got like a dozen or so left.
For the VIP.
For the VIP.
There's
still congratulations.
We still got to, well, I mean, it's been this phenomenal thing. Even if you're a little hesitant around whiskey. I think if you came, oh, I think you'd find yourself a quick fan.
I believe it.
Especially a few drinks in. So
yeah, I'm telling you. And you know what? That reminds me, with this thing benefiting who it's benefiting, you know, you're helping veterans. If there are veterans that we've all got war stories, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
But nobody has war stories that they love to tell, especially when they had a couple of shots of whiskey in them, than these guys that have been there and done that. You know
what
I mean?
That's what you were saying. It's kind of the way it got started. There's nothing better than whiskey and guys who love to tell stories and stuff like that.
You get a couple drinks at them, they're going to tell you stuff they probably shouldn't.
Warriors of Freedom, if you want to find out more, it's warriorsforfreedom.org. And what they do is they provide veterans with the equipment necessary for participation in non-conventional forms of therapy, things like sports or whatever that they may do. And statistically speaking, veterans who are involved in their community and different programs like this have a lower rate risk of suicide and substance abuse. It helps with depression, improves their social skills, their self-image. And that's what Warriors for Freedom is all about. And you can find out more, the people behind it, what they do. Again, it's warriorsforfreedom.org. And Chris Hart is here with us. Christopher, you were talking about if you're maybe not familiar or not comfortable talking whiskey. For the novice person, this is something that would be a great learning experience, I take it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this year we actually expanded. We added an extra room that's going to be dedicated solely to our Texas whiskey scene, right?
So, which is growing like crazy.
Huge. Insane. And so all your major Texas distilleries are coming to the event this year. They're going to have their own room. Garrison Brothers, Balcones, Whitmire's, Veterans. They're just an absolutely – we've expanded – I mean, the building is 16,000 square feet. So it's just going to be this Willy Wonka chocolate factory of delicious bourbon and many other things too. So, it's going to be fun. We always have a blast.
So talk to us. The sample here that you brought is from 19. It was bottled in 1959, right?
That's George asking for a shot.
Yeah, that is. Bottled in 1959.
Just let us experience what we're talking about, yeah. I think, again.
If you can get that, that's horrible. Go. There you go.
Dude, all when right. You taste this, I guarantee you it's going to rush you back to memories of walking to school uphill both ways.
And what's this called again?
So this company's completely out of business, but this is what it says on the bottle. 14-year-old, rare old charcoal-filtered sipping whiskey.
Sipping whiskey. Okey-doke.
14 years old, finest quality, and it's bottled by choice connoisseurs. Woo! I mean, they went all out on the snake oil words.
They couldn't Google that word back then, could they?
I bet I could run my truck off this stuff.
You know what, though?
Do it's we cheers the smell. To this?
Yeah, but maybe we should cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. Here we go.
It's that fancy glassware, too.
Holy moly.
It smells wonderful.
I don't know how much time we have, but I did bring a private barrel of makers that the group picked out recently. It's what's happening here locally as far as the whiskey scene goes. We did 30 private barrels last year.
Really?
And we go out to Kentucky or wherever the whiskey is, we pick it out, bottle the whole thing and bring it back to market, and everyone gets to just tackle it. I mean, it's just this beautiful scene, and of course you get to drink some crazy old stuff too. So
that
tastes great though.
Yeah.
See, proving once again that older things are not all bad.
Thanks,
see,
Dad. Right?
Older things can still be delicious. Maybe I could throw
that back around.
Again, it's the Houston Whiskey Social. It comes up on March 30th. At the Citadel on Kirby. And again, the website is just HoustonWhiskeyWithAnE.com.
That's correct.
Okay,
and you can find it on Eventbrite and Facebook as well.
Okay, got it there. Chris, thank you so much. And thanks for what you've done, because you really have been one of those people that's kind of been the Pied Piper for the whiskey growth here in Houston. You're the first guy that I heard about that talks about it. You have a podcast, you have a Twitter account, all that kind of stuff that you do around whiskey.
Definitely trying, yeah.
Yeah, so that's very, very good stuff. And again, it benefits the Warriors for Freedom. Get your tickets, as he mentioned, the tickets for the VIP, very limited, but you can get those on the website too, right?
That's correct.
Okay, all right, so go on the website, help out the Warriors of Freedom, and attend the Houston Whiskey Social.
Can I add one last thing?
Sure, absolutely.
If you are a veteran, please reach out to me. We do offer discounts to our veterans. We want to make sure that not only are we supporting you, but we're kind of making this as cheap as possible to get you there.
so we can hear your stories.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a fact.
That's what we love there. Again, if you need some information, we will have this posted up on the Eye on Houston, but it does come up on March 30th. So time is running out for you to grab your tickets. Help out the Warriors of Freedom. They do great stuff. You can donate on their page. You can donate at the event at the Citadel on Kirby on March 30th. Chris, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And I know you just went to Kentucky. I saw you Kentucky on the Bourbon Trail, right?
Three times a year.
How? By the way, for people that aren't familiar with that here in Houston.
I'm not. I'd love to.
Isn't that one of the coolest things? The Bourbon Trail is basically just a tour of different distilleries through the hills of Kentucky.
Yeah, the Texas Whiskey Association just rolled out their Texas Whiskey Trail. So it's something that we've kind of borrowed from. I mean, it was amazing. We went there to buy 4 barrels. We bought 8 barrels of whiskey, and it was a blast.
I love it. So, again, get more information, Houston Whiskey Social, and whiskey is spelled with an E in that, .com, and you can get your tickets. And, again, the big thing is it goes to help out Warriors for Freedom and how they help our veterans. If you'd like to know more, check out Eye on Houston.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.